Time to send you off to the weekend with one more conversation on Juno Afternoon. I'm Rhonda McBride. As we have been doing every Friday this summer, a little armchair bird watching with Brenda Wright from the Juno Audubon Society, and she's always on the lookout for the best bird watching opportunities. I know, Brenda, last week you suggested following the salmon. Is that the same story this week?
Yes, I really highly recommend it. If you would like to see the gulls or the eagles up close and interacting, get good photos, go on down to the hatchery at Salmon Creek and enjoy the show.
Are they still out there in numbers like last week?
Oh my gosh, yes. When I was driving by the other day at a low tide, I easily counted 50 without turning my eyebrows.
50 so eagles?
Eagles and then hundreds of gulls.
We have three birds of the week, as always. So what have you chosen for our birds of the week this week?
Well, they all live with us all year round, but two of them were introduced to North America on purpose. The rock dove in the early 1600s with the first pioneer folks from England, and the European starling in 1890 in New York because it was a bird mentioned in Shakespeare.
So the rock dove, are they kind of akin to homing pigeons, the kind that people use to send messages back and forth?
Yes, that's correct. They are ours that we have here in Juneau are originally from Europe, and most of them of that style are from Europe or Northern Africa. We do have native pigeons in North America, but they don't like cities as well as these European ones.
So tell us a little bit about the European starling.
Well, the bird is mentioned in Shakespeare, and there was a group in New York City that wanted to have every bird mentioned in Shakespeare brought to Central Park. And in 1890, they released about 50 or 60 starlings, and now they cover North America.
So let's give a listen to the rock pigeon. This bird almost sounds like a chicken roosting. Now we have the European starling, and how do you describe that sound? Kind of harsh to me.
Yes, and it's interesting because they're very vocal. You might hear them much sooner than you will see them, but they do have a beautiful marking colors, various iridescent purples and black.
So our last bird of the week, the fox sparrow, is very musical. So it's nice to hear a musical bird. Here we go. This weekend, what are you watching for and where will you go?
Well, the first of the fall migrants are passing back south and they're stopping here as a great place to get a meal. The airport dike trail and the shoreline is a great place to watch for them.
Brenda Wright with the Juno Audubon Society, capping off our week with a little armchair bird watching. Thanks, Brenda.
Thank you, Rhonda.
Support for Juno Afternoon is provided by Hanson Gress, Heritage Coffee Roasting Company, and Klingit & Haida Social Enterprises. For more information, visit ktoo.org/JunoAfternoon.